This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, welcome to Chris vs. the People. We have a wild episode today because it's just exclusively containing wild stories from our listeners. And I don't know why a lot of them include law enforcement, but they do. And I have to say, I'm very excited for today. I hope everybody's been having a nice holiday season. I spent Thanksgiving with my family. It was my nephew's very first Thanksgiving, so that was really cute. But otherwise, just been kicking it. I've been so tired. I fell asleep for like 4 hours before this. I mean, it was really like 2, but you know, we're online, so everything gets multiplied by 2. Yeah, I just like never nap, and I was out cold before this episode. So if you're like, wow, Chris seems off, Chris seems quiet, Chris, nope. Babe, I am emotionally still in hibernation, so that's the reason for the season. Now, if this is your first episode of Chris vs. the People, welcome. And if it's not, welcome back. Be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. We also have video episodes up on our YouTube channel, so be sure to subscribe to that. If you're watching this one, I am currently matching the table. So who wore it best? Probably the table, honestly. Yeah, and then as always, we are going to be doing an after show over on Patreon, patreon.com/ChrisClemons. You can join the Patreon this week. We have another crazy ER story and possibly another caller if they decide to answer. So buckle up because, like I said, we've got a wild one and this roller coaster is leaving the station because we've got our first caller.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what is your wild story that includes your uncle? What's going on there?
Okay, so a little bit of a backstory.
Okay.
He was, I don't know if other people have this, but he's the uncle that like you never see growing up. Like never. We saw him maybe once every other year, maybe.
Okay.
So I didn't really know him very well.
Is he unmarried by chance?
Oh, no, baby. He whole wife.
Oh, okay, got it. Sorry, I don't know. I feel like it's always those family members you never see are, like, never married and just constantly bawling.
Yeah, actually, I think he's technically not married anymore. I don't know. He was married to my aunt for about 8 years during the time.
Okay.
And they got divorced during the time I lived with them. And then he got remarried about 3 years later when I wasn't living with him anymore. But I think he's divorced again.
Okay. Does this story include how you ended up living with him?
Not necessarily. I mean, I just crappy family background. And at one point my dad was like, can't really do this anymore.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I was working at like a country club and I was 16 and I got a call while I was at work and he was like, hey, I heard you might need a place to live.
And this is from your uncle?
Yeah.
Okay. That you're like, wait, do I need a place to live? What do you know that I don't?
Yeah. And I was like, sure. And they offered, because they lived in a different state, which was why we didn't see him so much.
Okay.
And whenever I would see him, he has a son that is a year younger than me. So growing up, I'd always hang out with his son, and his wife, my aunt, was just lovely. She was a lovely woman. And I knew that they had money. Like, I knew there was a lot of money.
No, well, I mean, yeah, they offered to take in their niece. So, I mean,
yeah,
only someone with money really does that, I feel.
Yeah. So, and mind you, I'm 16 and like I'm working like to feed myself at that point.
Yeah,
so
totally.
So when they offer to just fly me out for a weekend to like hang out and try it out and see how it goes, and like if we all, you know, I don't know, like open adoption type vibe. And I pull up and it is just the biggest house I've ever seen. They have a pool, a jacuzzi, like the most extravagant looking thing ever. They took me to like Epcot for the weekend. Like,
oh my God. Do you have his address by chance? Because I think someone just topped my got to rob list. Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. That's how I felt, especially 16 years old. So I was like, hey, sign me up. I moved across the country a month later. Now, my first night there, mind you, I knew that he had a different relationship with his wife. I was younger, so nobody really explained it to me, but I heard whisperings around the family.
What does that necessarily mean? He had a different relationship with his wife.
I was sat down and explained my like first night living there. They explained to me that, I kid you not, but him and his wife both explained to me that he has girlfriends. Some, they are more permanent, quote unquote, and they will stay with them for a few months. Some of them are for a weekend or a week. And some are for maybe just a night.
Oh my God. Well, no wonder their house is so fucking big with so many amenities. He's running a hotel.
Oh, absolutely. And I was like, you know what? Who am I to judge? You just pulled me out of a crappy situation. Open relationship, more power to you.
No, we'll save the judging for me. That's like literally the point of the show. Yeah.
Right. I was like, you know what? You do your thing, you know? And so the second night I'm living there, he lets me know, hey, I have a girlfriend coming for the weekend. And I'm going to, you know, show around the house. We'll pop in and we'll just say hi. I'm like, thank you for giving me a heads up, you know?
This sounds like a college admissions department telling like a professor that, hey, we're going to have some prospective students coming through and we might pop in.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy that night two, he's like, by the way, we're going to check in, be super cool. It's girlfriend number four.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, this is kind of exciting, you know? Like,
no, you literally don't need cable. I mean, you have any kind of show you would want, right, happening every night.
Yeah, but imagine my surprise when she pops her head in and I'm like, oh, hi. She looks maybe 2 years older than me, max. Oh, this is a different story.
I don't know why I didn't expect that one coming. That one's on me, coach. Wow. You're like, oh my God, hi, Megan from chemistry class?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, babe, that actually happened once. Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. At your uncle's house?
Yes. Yes. Like, literally, that one ended up happening, like, I don't know, probably a month before I graduated high school. And I moved out of his house probably, I'd say, a weekend after I graduated. Like, I graduated Saturday. I think I moved out Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm sitting in, I think it was my history class, and I hear whisperings behind me of a quote-unquote bully for just during lunch break, and now it's paying for the weekend. So I put two and two together there. And I think my cousin ended up finding like a post about it or something like that. But oh yeah, your hypothetical that was like crazy actually happened. Yeah. It was just history class.
So is he a sugar daddy to all these people, or is he like Mormon?
No, he is sugar daddy for sure. There was this one time, like, I don't know, probably 3 weeks into me living there, that he had told me that a girl was coming by. I had seen her, and then I had to do like a project, and it took me about an hour and a half. This, mind you, this girl flew in. He flew her in.
I mean, let's not knock that, okay? I'm ready to fly in and have a little fucking weekend.
So more power to all of these women, honestly. By the time I had finished my like homework that I was working on or whatever, and I came downstairs, he was already sitting back in the living room working with his wife. And I was like, where's your friend? Oh, she left.
Not where's your friend?
No.
I'm crying.
Mind you, I told you at the time he was married, right? I had known my aunt, you know, basically since I was like, I don't know, probably 10, something like that. They've been married for years. And she was wonderful, just a wonderful woman to me. And they started going downhill really quickly after I moved in. He ended up having a woman we'll call Savannah. Savannah moves in, and all of a sudden Savannah wanted to be main one, okay? She did not like him having a wife. It's a big problem. Started talking, comparing their jewelry that was bought for them. And it got really messy really quick.
Oh my God. Savannah came in not ready to play one game. She said, I'm going to get some jewels out of you. Why are my jewels less shiny and less big?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a CEO.
My aunt basically put her foot down and was like, she is out of here. But then the relationship had already been damaged, and they ended up going through a messy divorce. And I mean messy, like, there was private investigators hired, like all of this stuff. Mind you, I had only been living there for about 5-ish months when that happened. So I was flabbergasted, to say the least.
Oh my. And just to be clear, your aunt knew all of this was happening, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
That is
so. Sometimes she was involved.
What?
Yeah.
What? What? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. Totally.
And 4 years later, I do not have any contact with my uncle, my aunt, or even my cousin in this story anymore. And I haven't for many years at this point. But about 4 years after their divorce, and probably 3 years after I had moved out, I ended up finding out through a distant family member that she had like gone crazy and got super into aliens. And I got a link sent to me of her on like a popular alien podcast. That was just like a random side note where I was like, whoa.
Okay. Why is that me? Why is that me? Gets a divorce, suddenly becomes transfixed on aliens, and then is on an alien podcast. That is like, literally, I feel like we are just months shy of that happening to me.
And you know what? It can happen to any of us, especially like this. If you're like, man, like he sounds kind of crazy, and she's kind of laughing about this. Well, yes, actually, I am only including the funny and like iconic parts of this story. Obviously, him dating and hooking up with like 19-year-olds is gross.
How old was your uncle? Just to really put the vomit taste in my mouth.
Chris, probably 40s at the time.
Okay. I mean, not great, but I don't know mm-hmm. why I was expecting like late 50s, early 60s. I was like, it's still unsavory. It's just, it could have been worse.
At least they were all legal. And even when they went through that messy divorce, we ended up moving back to my original state that I had lived in. And the age of consent in the state that we moved to was 16. So then it got really, really creepy.
Why do I fear that this takes place in Florida?
Well, yes, part of it.
Shut up. It doesn't.
And to God.
Oh, my God. These are starting to get too predictable. Oh, my God. So, like, what was the craziest thing you saw go down with a sugar baby?
Well, when we had moved back to not Florida, he had me and one of my good friends, we had like painted, one of our, the new house's guest room, and he paid us like, I don't know, $500 to do it. We were like, yeah, but he had a girlfriend that was moving in. And then eventually we started putting puzzle pieces together that his girlfriend had a girlfriend. So her girlfriend, like romantically involved girlfriend, would come and stay like 4 or 5 days at a time. And they lived like she lived in a different room.
No, like she lived down the hall from you.
Across the hall. Yep. Yeah. But none of his girlfriends ever like lived in his room. They always slept in like the guest room. Well, so then her girlfriend would come and sleep in the guest room with her.
This is crazy. This is making my family look so functional.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my.
And I remember that girl, she was, 21, I think. So a little bit better. But at the time during that time period, I had just turned 18 and stuff. So some of these girls, like, we become friends. I mean, we're living in the same house. We like the same things.
You're in the same driver's ed class. No, 100%.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. And I remember one of his girlfriends, he wouldn't just have a girlfriend. He would have a girlfriend, and then he'd also have, like, a side piece, and then he'd also have, like, you know, a one for the night type thing.
How does he have this much energy and stamina? I mean, is he the CEO of Viagra? Is he, like, the Nepo baby of Blue Chew? What the fuck is going on? Like, I can barely, like, get through the day with two dogs.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And, like, he's also running a really successful business, too. Like, don't forget that he has to get his money from something. And I worked for him during this time period. And I know that even the stuff I was doing was, like, hard work. So the stuff he was doing must have been insane.
My final question is he hot or is he just rich?
No, just rich. No.
Wow, that... I don't know why that felt like a seminal last question to ask, but...
No, totally valid.
I also don't know what seminal means, but the word felt right. Wow, I can't believe this is just... Do you have other uncles, or is it just him?
I do have other uncles. I have one other uncle, but unfortunately, he is not rich.
No. I thought you were going to say, unfortunately, he's not alive.
Oh, no.
You're like, no, he's just a broke bitch.
Yeah, he's just broke.
Wow.
Uninteresting.
Your family is... Why? Like, this was a crazy story. Do you know that it's crazy? Or is it just, like, so normal to you that it's like, the sky is blue and, like, I'm white?
Yes, exactly. It's literally like, if I'm ever, you know, meeting somebody new, my friends will always be like, oh, you have to hit him with the you-know-what.
Oh. You have to hit him with the you-know-what is, like, a crazy intro to a story. Oh, yo, you've got to hit him with the you-know-what.
Yeah, my friends were super around at the time when we had moved back to my original state. Like, my friends were around to us all the time. They were seeing this. They would go out to fancy dinners. Like, we would get treated really great.
Oh, my God, and you didn't even have to blow him. That is... You've won. You've got what none of the girlfriends could ever have had.
I know it.
Wow.
I was like, well, at least I got something out of it.
No, at least you got that out of it. That's major. Good for you, girl. Thank you so much for sharing this little slice of family dysfunction.
You are very welcome. I hope you enjoyed.
Oh, I did. This is quite the call to kick the episode off with. So, party.
Oh, I love that I'm first call.
You are first call, baby. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy the episode.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Y'all, what the fuck? Like, I just lived such... Like, my life... Okay, growing up was dysfunctional. I'm not gonna lie. But, like, it was... What I would say commonplace dysfunctional. Like, hearing that, that was just the tip of the iceberg. She must have so much fucking lore from growing up. I mean, someone from her high school class was hooking up with her uncle for money. That's crazy. That's banana cucurama. Wow. Okay. This episode's got some funky flavor to it, and I'm kind of into it. Now, before we carry on with the rest of today's episode, I'd like to thank our sponsor, which is Uncommon Goods. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic, because Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed, and especially not last minute. To really touch on that, I have found gifts on Uncommon Goods that are so unique and have made my friends ask the best thing they could ask when I give them a gift, which is, oh my God, where did you get this? I'm telling you, there is nothing better than hearing that after handing somebody a gift and they open it. Uncommon Goods truly has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids to teens, to sports fans, to foodies, to mixologists, to gardeners. You literally can find such memorable and thoughtful gifts that really are anything but ordinary. My little brother just got engaged, which is so exciting, but I found an ornament on Uncommon Goods that I could personalize to signify, like, this is their first Christmas engaged. And I love especially ornaments. They can feel so thoughtful, and it's such a wonderful way every year to sort of time capsule a moment in someone's life. So I just got one off of there. I hope he doesn't listen to this, because if he does, whoopsies. But it's stunning and personalized. And probably the best part is that when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. So on top of it being really thoughtful, it's exciting to know that I feel good about where my money is going. And on top of that, every purchase that you make with Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And in total, they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. Which, like, listen, I love that I can shop with a purpose. So all I'm going to say is, don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. If you want to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Clemens. That's uncommongoods.com/Clemens for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. But now we have our next call.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Abby. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. So you mentioned that you've got a wild story from when you're like 12.
Yeah. Sometime in middle school, got the FBI called on me.
Oh, wait. Not you saying that with way too casual of a tone. Like, you said, like, hi, my name's Gracie. I'm 4'12" and I'm auditioning for the role of Bach. Like,
it's become my, like, fun fact, my Tinder bio. It's just everything.
No, you have every icebreaker moving forward covered.
No, exactly.
Why? Who? I mean, like, I don't know what question to ask first, so I'm going to ask both, and then you choose to answer them in whatever order makes sense. Who called the FBI on you at 12? And what did you do to get the FBI called on you when you were 12?
Okay, let me start with what I did. So I don't even know where to back this up. Okay, so for context, I guess, it all started with Roblox, naturally. No, literally, I'm like Wolf Roblox, too. Anyways, I'm outing myself too much. So I had like a little online boyfriend at the time, as you do. Mind you, I'm gay now, but I was 12. And this is also the time of like Kick, you know, good old Messenger.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I used that to my advantage. And I was having beef with this girl, and I was trying to remember what the beef was even about. I think I was like, she was just a cool girl, and I was like jealous of her, you know.
And just to clarify, this is beef that you had with a girl on Roblox.
Oh, sorry. No. So this is beef with a girl I had in my middle school.
Gotcha. Okay.
shout out her.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So I gave my boyfriend at the time her Kick to like do a stupid little prank. I don't know, like mess with her in some dumb way. Again, I was 12 or like 11. And instead, I guess he ended up sending like threatening messages to her because her dad was a like NCAA basketball ref and refed a game with like Kentucky University, which was his team, and he did not like some of the calls that her dad made.
Wait, time out. You have a Roblox boyfriend at the age of 12?
Yes.
How old is he?
I think he was also like 12, but never confirmed.
Okay. Oh my God. He was not 12, doll. I hate to tell you that. But he was pissed because your friend's dad called some shitty shots during a basketball game.
Correct.
How the fuck did he know that your friend's dad was a ref? And also, he's 12, quote unquote.
I mean, I like to think that he was 12. I mean, I must have told him that. I don't know why. Clearly, I did not have, like, online safety.
No, that was never in the window. So he's threatening this girl you have beef with in middle school because of her referee father.
Correct. So I don't know what the messages were, but threatening enough for the FBI to get involved.
Oh my God, wait. That's the reason the FBI got involved?
Yes, girl. I was literally upstairs with my childhood bestie in my room doing who knows what. And then there's a little knock at the door, and my parents are like, Abby, like, the FBI is here to talk to you. Then I'll be right down.
What in the fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians is happening right now? What do you mean that this is a job for the FBI?
That's what I'm like. I don't know if they just have to investigate every threat or if he's literally like, I'm going to come and kill your father. Like, I don't know what level this was.
Okay, so they get to your door and you're like, hey, how y'all doing?
So yeah, and like, mind you, also I go to like a Catholic school. Like, it's very...
Of course you do, you dirty bird.
You already know. Yeah, so I come on down. My childhood bestie is there. I kind of just start like crying, you know.
Did your parents know about Roblox BF?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Worse shit went down on Roblox that they don't know about.
Oh, girl, I fear we don't have time or emotional capacity for that today, but I can only imagine.
No, I will not put that on you today. That is.
So what did the FBI talk to you about?
So they're basically like, do you know this guy Colin? Shout out Colin from Ohio. And I don't remember the exact, I think I was literally just crying and being like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then my bestie Gus was like basically took the fall for the whole thing and was like, I was the one that was friends with him and gave him like this girl's kick and like literally took the blame for everything.
Oh my God. I mean, Gus is spelled with a G because he is one. What the fuck? That is so, are you still friends with Gus?
Yeah, bestie to this day. I literally texted him after you called and was like, our story's going viral, bestie.
Period. Oh my God. Hi, Gus. Okay, so you got completely off the hook because Gus took the fall. What happened to Gus?
Luckily, nothing. Hopefully this man doesn't get arrested for me right now.
Well, I think like the statutes of limitations have got to be up, right? Or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I meant like at the time, but that too, I hope.
Oh, You're like, no, Chris, I was thinking more at the time. But so they just collected information and then left?
Yeah, and they're basically just like, don't talk to strangers online. Like, don't give out information to people that you've never met. Like, don't be stupid.
Do you ever know what happened to Roblox boyfriend?
No, I immediately blocked him after that because I was like scared. And then my bestie Gus went on a walk and I sat on the sidewalk and cried.
Oh my God. Well, listen, what's your Roblox boyfriend's name? Colin?
Colin,
if you're out there and you played Roblox and you cyberbullied a girl on Kick because of her referee dad, can you hit me up? And I want to talk to you because this feels... Well, he's probably in jail, let's be so honest. What did your parents... Did you have chill parents or were they, like, really strict?
Kind of a mix. They kind of just felt bad because I was, like, crying so much. And like, I was like such a goody two shoes kid. Like, this was so out of the blue for me. So they weren't really mad. They were just like, same thing of like, don't be stupid. Like, kind of like, I thought we taught you better, but
you're like, well, bitch, apparently not. Cause we just had tea with the FBI.
Literally showed up. Like, they were also way too chill the way they were like, the FBI is here for you. Like, not mad, not yelling.
No, they said it like Gus was at the front door.
Literally. So like, I don't remember being grounded, having like any punishment for that, which is probably not great.
Okay, so just to go back to the question I asked you about your parents, you have really chill parents. Yeah, I was afraid of like getting anything lower than like a B- on like a pop quiz, let alone having the FBI show up at my front fucking door.
Well, see, like I had such anxiety. Like I had to get straight A's and all of that because my sister, shout out Katie, she was kind of the bad kid.
You're just shouting out everyone today. I mean, damn.
Sorry, I'm also a little gardened a little before this. So.
No, I did that math, sister. I did that math. Is this the craziest story that happened in your childhood?
I think so. I mean, there was another time I was, like, in a car crash with my mom.
Oh.
That's more, like not a path to go down.
Yeah, no, that I just meant more so like, was this just like another brick in the road or was this a standalone event?
I feel like standalone event for childhood.
Got it. Okay, so otherwise it was pretty normal.
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow, I love that your big one was the FBI coming to your house at age 12. That, I mean, you literally have every icebreaker moving forward in your life covered.
No, exactly. Like, go big or go home. And I remember, like, the next day I went up to this girl at her locker and was like, I'm so sorry. Tried to apologize. And she just kind of walked away.
Wait, girl. I mean, I know that this was, like, a while ago, but you can never say sorry if you're the one who did it. And the FBI is involved. Like, girl, that's admission.
I had 50-something people in my class. I had to see her every day, all the time. I had to clear the air.
But that's when you throw Gus under the bus.
I couldn't. He was too good of a homie.
No, I'm just kidding. Gus sounds like a solid friend. But wow.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think. What grade is 12 years old? Like, 8th?
Yeah, like it was in like 7th or 8th grade.
Jesus Christ, I cannot imagine having the FBI show up to my house in 7th or 8th grade. Oh my God, the bricks I would have poopied.
No, like I was crying straight for the whole rest of the day. I cannot lie.
Oh my God.
It took a few years for it to be a funny story.
Wow, it sucks that this is before Ring doorbells, because I would kill for that footage. My God.
Oh my God, that'll go so hard on TikTok.
No. And I fear I've got to end this call. That would go so hard on TikTok.
No, you're right for that. You're right. I heard it.
Oh God. Thank you for sharing this little chapter from your childhood. Wow.
I was hoping you would like it. I feel like it was perfect for you.
No, I really enjoyed just how truly stupid it was. Like, that was the best way to have the FBI involved. Like, I mean, I'm sure that girl that you had beef with got maybe a little emotionally hurt, but like, otherwise, no one was hurt. That's beautiful.
Right. Like, it could have been so much worse. Now it's a silly story.
No, it really could have. When you said the FBI was called to your house, I was like, girl, what? And then I heard you were 12, and I was like, who, what?
So I was like, had to clickbait him a little bit.
No, I feel spoiled. This episode is just such a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen. I get so excited for every Tuesday.
Oh, well, no worries, because the call after this also has to do with law enforcement. So you are not alone in this one, girl.
Oh my God, perfect. My sister's out there.
Oh, I'm dead. Thank you so much for sharing, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Not to get just a wee bit parasocial, but I just want to, like, thank you for what you do in your podcast and just seeing you. I know you get this, like, all the time, but I don't know. I feel like your realness just reaches so many people, and it just feels, like, good not to be alone, because, like, everyone has crazy shit going on. So
no,
I just appreciate you and what you do.
Thank you. That is really, really sweet. And that's, like, one of the reasons I say this after every time someone says something like this to me, but it really is the reason that, like, everybody does have crazy shit, and, like, I feel like we're not laughing about it as much as we should be. Like,
no, exactly. Like, this, we can laugh at things. It's okay.
We're all dealing with some version of the FBI showing up to our house at age 12. So, like,
exactly.
It's like one of my favorite parts is realizing, like, oh wow, I didn't do that, but like, boy, did I do something similar.
Oh, I bet you did.
I mean, the FBI was never called to my house, nor were the cops. So, like, let's stop looking down on me right now.
No need to beg.
Not to brag. That is so fucking stupid. Well, thank you so much for being a listener and supporting and the kind words. This was a very fun phone call.
I'm so glad. And I will let you go 1 second. I just want to apologize for, I don't know. I'm nervous and awkward, I feel. So just,
babe, you crushed it. There's nothing to apologize for.
Okay. Sorry, I overthink. Anyways.
No, I know. And as a fellow overthinker, you have to stop apologizing for things that you didn't do.
Oh my God, stop. You know, therapy.
You apologizing to the girl who you basically got cyberbullied on the internet. Yeah, that is worth the apology. This right here, you were great. Don't second guess it.
Period. This is going to boost my ego for the rest of my life. Thank you, Chris.
Period. I got you, girl.
Beautiful.
I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye, Chris.
Bye. Y'all, I cannot wait to call my mom after this episode and be like, Mom, guess what? I never got the FBI called on me at age 12. And she's going to be like, Chris, what? Remember the time you took a rock to the side of my minivan? And then I'll be like, well, yes. All right, we have our final caller of today's episode.
Hello.
Hi, Heather. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. So what's your crazy story from when you were in third grade?
Okay, so it was actually fourth grade. I was thinking about it.
Okay.
It was fourth grade, and it was, I was, you know, resting my little head as one does as a child with no worries in the world. And I woke up thinking that I was having a dream because there was a whole bunch of flashing lights in my window. And I heard, I like woke up being like spooked, thinking that I was having a dream or something.
Yeah.
And I hear through like a megaphone being like, come outside. Your house is surrounded. Like, come out with your hands up. And so.
Wait, do you live in like a neighborhood with people, or is this like, do you guys live kind of in a remote area?
Okay, so I live in like a pretty prominent city, but this is like the suburbs of the city, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you definitely had neighbors.
Oh, like we 100% had neighbors, and we actually, like the tea is, I think that my neighbor is actually the one that snitched.
Shut
to the police.
Up.
Yes, like, because, and you know, honestly, I have to blame myself part of the way, because as a child, they had a kid, my neighbors had a kid like my age, so we would always hang out, but like our parents did not.
Fuck with each other.
Did not vibe. Yeah.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, right. So I think that that kind of gave them like, because I was around so much, they were able to be nosier.
Oh my God. Okay. So what time of day did this happen at? Was this like peak middle of the night? Was this like...
Peak middle of the night. Like I was like fully knocked out. Everyone in the house was fully asleep.
Oh my God. I would be like, cops, quiet down. You're embarrassing me at home.
Hello. And like, because I grew up in upstate New York and we like just moved to this state. Like we were here for like less than a year probably. And, you know, but when we moved here, I thought that I was living the life. Like I went from living in a small little town in upstate New York to living in this big house. And I'm thinking, oh, my dad must have got a nice promotion or something. No, he did not get a nice promotion. He had a little side business going on. But
what was the side business? It wasn't, I mean, my mind immediately goes to like the worst places. Like, was he trafficking?
No, he was growing weed.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so stupid and such a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Hello? No, because they came with, like, helicopters and, like, when I say house surrounded, like, house surrounded.
No, it was surrounded on ground and by air.
Yeah, like, and probably something else, too. I don't know. But all I know is that I thought that I was, like, living nice because we lived in this big house in, like, a nice neighborhood. So, yeah, it was very humbling. Probably our neighbors all looking out of their window being like, what's going on to the new people that moved to town, you know?
No, and, like, that being your guys' like, tagline is, like, the new people in town and then having your house surrounded. Like, the way that you guys are a cornerstone in probably all of your neighbors, like, neighborhood lore, like, you guys are probably brought up, like, once a month. Do you still live there?
No, we fully had to get up out of there, like, because my dad actually had to do prison time because it was, well, where I live is still illegal, but, you know, it was really like nobody messed with the Mary Jane, so they locked him up.
Oh my God.
Growing weed. Can you believe that?
How much weed was he growing?
I'm not going to lie, a lot. Like, a lot.
Was it, like, in the house? Like, were you just, like, walking around it and had no idea?
No, so we had a house, and then the garage was, like, a separate building. And there was a second floor on top of the garage. And that we just, as kids, like, didn't go up there. They were like, oh, like, there's nothing for you guys up there. Don't go up there.
Okay, period. They're like, there's monsters. And you're like, oh, God. And meanwhile, you're like, wow, I could have really been storing up for winter this whole time.
Hello? I could have been like prepping for my future. Like I was a child then and I didn't need it, but
I could have had college paid for, honey. That could have been squared away.
Like, hello?
How much prison time did your dad do for this?
He ended up doing a year, but he was sentenced to like closer to 2 years, but it was, he like served a good time.
That is crazy. He could have just been like an enthusiastic botanist. Like, who's like, wait, so how did you find out and then your neighbor's fucking loser kid found out and then told them?
Well, honestly, I don't know how they found out. I assume they found out just by like being nosy, because I'm not gonna lie, they were like the ops. Like,
no, I grew up with neighbors who were ops. I mean, one of my neighbors, the crazy ones, oh, they had the perfect last name because it literally had like a synonym for crazy in it. And they saw a fingerprint on one of their windows and called the police because they assumed that someone must have been trying to break into their house. The fingerprint was in fact on the inside. So
like, be so for real, that was you, babe.
No, like, I definitely understand. Oh my god, this is totally unlocking. Yeah, the police were constantly at my neighbor's house. Wow.
And it's always the nosy ones. Like, it's, those people were so nosy.
Always.
And I think that they had like an affiliation to the cops, like someone in their family or something.
God, that is so fucking lame, especially for marijuana. Like, how long ago was fourth grade for you? Like a decade or two?
Geez, like probably like a decade and a half.
Okay, yeah, like weed was like a decade and a half ago, I was very against weed. Like, that's how like much people didn't fuck with marijuana, for those of you who need context. Like, that is like woof. Did your mom know that your dad was growing weed?
Yes, she did. She actually got probation for it because, like, you know, just being an adult in the house, whatever. But the tea, like, the crazy, like, this whole story is crazy, but the craziest plot twist is they weren't even there to arrest my dad.
What were they there for? To buy an eighth?
That's what they should have done. But no, they were literally there for my dad's brother.
Wait. What?
Yes, because it's like, I'm not going to lie, hypothetically speaking, it wasn't just my dad's business. It was like my dad, brother, and my grandpa.
Wow, this is a family business. Your dad is like a little weed nepo baby. That's amazing.
And honestly, if he didn't get caught, I probably would have been the next nepo baby falling into the business. Because,
wow. Hey. Oh my god, I'm talking to what could have been a potential felon.
Yeah, literally, could have been.
Just kidding. You would be like the dream phone call to be getting right now. I'd be like, hi, can I place an order?
Like, now I feel like it's like I would be like kingpin in like the weed growing business.
That's what I think your family is. Who did y'all sell to? Do you know? Have you like asked your parents about this?
Full like street. Like, my dad was a street seller, like selling to other like plugs and like his clientele.
So he was like the supplier.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow, my dad was just a narcissistic asshole who left.
Yeah, no, my dad, like, cool guy. Like,
no, he seems cool as hell. Seems really fucking cool.
And he's really cool because, like I said, they were coming to arrest my uncle. So when the cops pulled up and we all came outside, they were looking for my dad's brother. And my dad took the fall.
Oh, your dad is so stupid. Wow. Oh my god. He has a good time, but so stupid.
Well, you know what? It would have been a good thing if my uncle was a good person, because my dad was like going to take all the fall and like be a good brother and like, you know, have it so like my grandpa didn't have to go away and like my uncle. And all my dad asked was that my uncle was like there for my family after he got locked up. My dad got locked up. That man disappeared. I have not seen that man since that day.
Wow. Wow. You really cannot pick family, huh? But family can pack the fuck up and go.
Right.
Oh my god. I asked the last caller this question because, okay, spoiler alert for you.
Ooh.
They got the FBI called on them at age 12. Was this like a normal thing for your life growing up, or was this like a pretty abnormal moment?
No, like my dad lived like full, like Hannah Montana double life. Like he was a businessman day to day. And like, so in like my prompt, I actually put that the, like a local post wrote an article about my dad after this. And they were like blink, blink, his name, small town, father of two, just trying to make some extra money in a hard economy.
Okay, wait, okay. One, I did not see this part. Two, I think it's so funny that your fucking local newspaper wrote a story about this. Three, I love the way they painted him as just like a guy doing the best to, like, fuck yeah, local newspaper, you better fuck it up.
Right, and I live in like a pretty prominent town, like where the Post is like, other people outside of my city read the Post.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
hey, period. Wow.
Like, made him sound good.
The Post said, come on, he's not that bad of a guy.
Right. Like, he was just, we live in one of like the most expensive cities. Like, you have to expect it.
Wow. This is, this is funny. Not, I mean, like, not for your dad, for the year that he spent in prison. That doesn't seem funny at all. My condolences. But wow. That, like, as like a young, what, in fourth grade, how old are you, like 10? Maybe like 7? I literally don't know, but at that age, to be like, what is going on? Oh, our dad's going away for being cool as shit? That's kind of incredible.
You know, it's so funny, because like my whole childhood, I like kept it a full secret of like who, like where my dad was and everything, because I was like, I didn't know what he was there for, and my parents never told me that he was in prison. My dad would literally tell me that he's at Camp Awana Pee Pee.
Right. So that elicits my next question. What is Camp Wana Wana Pee Pee?
It's literally from like the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie or something like that. And my dad just saw that movie as a kid and thought that was so funny. So then when he got locked up, he was just like, "Oh, I'm off at Camp Awana Pee Pee, guys. Like, don't worry."
Your dad seemed, are you still like close to your dad?
Yeah, me and my dad are like super close.
No, he seems really fucking solid. Like, wow.
Yeah.
What a dude being a guy, being a bro.
Right? Like go off, King. Like, he's a good guy.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing this like very visual piece of family lore of yours.
Thank you so much for asking me to share. When I told my boyfriend that I was doing this call, he's like, so you're just going to like tell your dad's story? I was like, no, I'm telling my story.
Okay, Hannah Montana. Yes, you better fucking do. I'm not telling my dad's story. I'm telling mine.
My story.
Wow. No, and I mean, it's not like, yeah, this is like a reputable source anyway. It's not like you're selling it to Lifetime or something.
Right. I was like, I don't think my dad would find out. And I also don't think he would be upset anyways.
No, your dad seems chill as hell. If I know anything about that guy, classic dude.
Classic guy.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. So you literally like ended my Black Friday perfectly, because when you called me, I was just wrapping up my shopping. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I got another deal.
Oh my God. What did you get? Anything good?
I got a lot of makeup and a lot of blind boxes that I should not have bought.
Oh my God. I passed the Pop Mart store in the mall and I was like, Chris, don't do it. Chris, don't do it. And then there was a line out the door and I was like, okay, definitely not going to do it. I don't have the patience for that today.
See, that's what I told myself, but I still did it. So.
And you know what?
All right.
Good for you. Good for fucking you.
Exactly.
You've been through a lot. You've had the police called on you before. Get the blind box.
Exactly.
Wow. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope your Black Friday was magical.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called.
Oh, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. It is really crazy looking back how serious weed was taken, and like Slush still is. Like, I'm not saying that like the problem's over, the pandemic's done. Like, it's still like something that's a controversial topic to a lot of people. But especially back then, like I said, I was like super against it. It's crazy how many people get locked up for a fucking plant. Like, it just blows my mind. And I mean, we can't even go into the like disproportionate amount of those people being people of color. But like hearing that people went to jail for growing weed, I'm like, how sustainable of them? Like, they are planting trees and then, okay, maybe they're smoking some. The problem, Your Honor, I might be Helen Keller because I don't see one. Anyways, I could go on this rant for a while, but I'm not going to. Papa has to lay down. But not until I do the after show, which is what I'm about to head on over to patreon.com/ChrisClemens to do. We've got the Chris vs. the People after show where we have another wild story, but this one doesn't involve law enforcement. To my knowledge, it does involve the emergency room, which I don't know why the emergency room calls end up being a common theme on the after show, but they always end up being some of my favorite and also some of my, I don't know the word, some of my most jarring phone calls, I guess. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, be sure to thumbs it up if you're watching on YouTube, or rate it 5 stars and leave a review if you're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's so much fun over there. We've got such a vibe going on. I don't know where that came from. Guys, this is why I don't take a nap in the middle of the day. All right, I'm going to head on over to the Chris vs. the People after show. If I don't see you there, I'll see you next week. Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.